This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Us here, you may. The toll-free number is 855-453 here on the radio waves with me, Ian.
And Johnson.
Silver Dave.
Coming up, Silver Dave wants to talk about mind control. We've been talking about prostitution throughout most of the show. Looks like Mexico City is decriminalizing prostitution. It's actually, was it unanimous, Johnson, the vote by the city council?
38-0 with 8 abstaining.
Wow. It's pretty much unanimous of those who voted. Very, very big news there. And, of course, you're welcome to share your thoughts. As we learned, prostitution is not illegal federally in Mexico, but each state does, and there's several of them, a bunch of them, does have their own sort of patchwork of rules. So this only is Mexico City, but it's a good starting point. And the more that we can see prostitution decriminalized, the more evidence we're going to have of the truth, which is that if it's criminal, it's driven underground, which means that there's more likely to be sex trafficking victims involved. Whereas if it is legal or at least decriminalized, it's more likely that more voluntary participants are involved. But even though it's illegal, like here in New Hampshire, it's illegal to conduct prostitution as a John or a prostitute. However, when they've had the hearings on decriminalization here, there are some sex workers who will come out, not from New Hampshire, that come from like Rhode Island or other states, sort of like sex worker spokespeople for the various different organizations that represent sex workers. Ladies who are usually like retired or whatever, they're not in it anymore, but they'll come out and they'll say all these claims the police are making about sex trafficking, it's bunk. That's not to say it's impossible that somebody is out there being sex trafficked. Obviously, it does happen. But of the people that they've worked with, of the, you know, the prostitutes they see in the streets, of the prostitutes that they know, they're there voluntarily. The super majority of them are there because they want to do that work for whatever reason. Now, maybe they're there because they're drug addicted and this is a way for them to, you know, their pimps give them drugs or whatever. But that's still a voluntary choice. That's not sex trafficking.
Right.
Sex trafficking is when you are enslaved by somebody and you are told that if you leave, either something bad will happen to you or something bad will happen to your family. That's usually from the, you know, the stories we've read over the years about this topic. That's why, you know, because you would ask yourself, well, why doesn't the girl just run away?
Right.
Well, the reason why is because they're told, we're going to kill your sister. We know where your little sister lives. We know where your mother lives. We know where your family lives. We're going there. If you run, you might get away from us, but your family won't get away from us. And whether it's true or not, it's enough to scare somebody into staying right where they are because they don't want their family to get harmed because of them trying to escape from the sex traffickers.
Right.
So, you know, and legalization or decriminalization means that more people can perform these acts without fear of arrest. And that means more people will be able to, bring their services to that marketplace, which is a marketplace that is never going away. There's always going to be a demand for sexual services on, wherever.
It's the oldest profession, right?
Wherever on the planet that you happen to be. So, Johnson, you had other related news on this as well, out of New York City.
That's right.
Or is it New York State?
I believe it's New York State, technically.
All right.
Let me see. Hold on. Sorry. That one was, I'm not.
No worries. I know there was actually a New York Times article about this that I saw that I put in my show prep recently. I don't know if it was particularly short. It looked like it was actually really in-depth getting into the story. Plus, on the way, Silver Dave wants to talk about mind control, so I definitely want to get into that. You want to join us, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. the more that you found, did you find it? Did you want to share some from that?
Sure. Yeah. So this one is about the fact that U.S. states, and it's funny enough, coming from the Independent.
Oh, okay. So, in the U.K.
Yeah, the U.K. Independent. U.S. states considered decriminalizing prostitution. Marijuana has gone mainstream because, you know, gambling is everywhere. And
we even read a story this week about medicinal mushrooms in Denver, actually recreational mushrooms.
Yeah.
Denver voters voted to lower the police priorities to, like, near zero as far as enforcing that. And now, what city was it in California? There's Oakland, California, doing the same thing, not just to mushrooms, but to all entheogenic plant substances.
Yep.
So peyote, for instance,
right.
Lowest police priority. So we're starting to see some cracks in the war on drugs.
But the thing is, they're letting certain drugs get through. Or they're legalizing the ones that don't have highly addictive qualities. Like heroin and the cocaine, the powers that be, they want to control those ones.
Oh, yeah. Well, they still want to control.
They make the most money. But, like, mushrooms, like, you can't do mushrooms every day. So they're like, fine.
Well, there are some people who actually do microdosing.
So maybe not. But it's not. But it doesn't.
It's not addictive.
It doesn't make those big profits. So they're like, it's really like they're appeasing the mass. Well, we'll give you a little bit of freedom, but we still own you.
Oh, well, even when they legalize it, Dave, they still own it because they still control it. They have all the regulations around it. Then they're taxing it and making billions off of taxes.
That's a good point.
So this article goes on to continue and says, and it's also mentioned sports wagering and gambling. And then they say,
there's been decrim on that, too. You're right.
Could prostitution be next? Lawmakers across the country are beginning to reconsider how to handle prostitution as calls for decriminalization are slowly gaining momentum. And it says decriminalization bills have been introduced in Maine and Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. A similar bill is expected to be introduced to the city council in Washington, D.C. in June. And lawmakers in Rhode Island held hearings in April on a proposal to study the impact of decriminalizing prostitution.
If New Hampshire is again the last state in New England to decriminalize prostitution, it'll be so frustrating.
Yeah. New York may be next. Democratic lawmakers are about to propose a comprehensive decriminalization bill that would eliminate penalties for both women and men engaged in prostitution, as well as the johns whom they service.
That's great news. And by the way, like, I've never been interested in hiring a prostitute. I'm not, you know, that's just not something I want to do. I'm not going to get all excited because I want to do it and I just haven't because it's illegal. I mean, you know, anything you want to do, most people are going to do it, whether or not it's legal is, you know, not really a factor for most people. But I celebrate this because I know it's good for the people in that business. I know it's going to, as you pointed out earlier, Dave, it's going to lower the incidence of sexually transmitted diseases spreading around. That's good for everybody when that happens. It's going to lower the incidence of violent crime of these women and johns who suffer violence within the black market trade.
And a prison. There'll be less people going to prison that taxpayers would pay for in sort of a way.
Yep, that's true as well. And the police can focus on actual real crimes with victims.
They could, in theory.
I mean, that's why the police are really against all this kind of stuff, is because there's going to be a lot less need for police.
Well,
violent crimes and theft and property crimes, which they do very little about right now, so they're already kind of not needed for these crimes that are real crimes that people are actually don't want to happen and want, that they're mostly ineffectual at dealing with, right? Because they can't find the murderers, they can't find the thieves in a lot of instances.
In a lot of cases, they can't.
People just get away with these crimes, right? The instances of actually, like, if you commit a real crime, your chances of getting away with it are actually, unfortunately, pretty good.
Right, and it's a lot easier to find a prostitute.
Right.
You know, they're standing out there on the street, or they've got advertisements up on, you know, whatever local.
You could look on the officer's speed dial on his phone.
So, like, these cops, you know, as they become less necessary because they're not inventing crimes that they can prosecute and fine people for, right, what's going to happen is that there's going to be less need, and these cops will lose their jobs, right? Mm. And so that's why they want stuff to be illegal. You know?
They're scared.
Yeah, they're very scared, and they have probably a good reason to be, unless they you know, want to work in a real job and go get something in private security or something like that.
We got more on the way here about the trend towards decriminalization. Hopefully this will be a trend that continues and spreads, and you can share your thoughts with us. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number here. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you're against the legalization or decriminalization of prostitution, and you want to tell us why. We would love to have you on with us. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com. I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehashed stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto-related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free here to bring up what you want. Our number, is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, you know, if you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you qualify to use liberty.menu. If you don't agree with freedom and liberty, then, well, you should probably not go to liberty.menu. But if you love liberty, then you're going to love liberty.menu because it's a great business directory for people who care about freedom. If you want people to know within the liberty community that you have a business so they might become your customers, then get over to liberty.menu and you can add yourself to their listings. There's also listings for digital content creators as well as events. So you can put whatever it is that you do up there and then other people will find it. Maybe you'll get some new customers out of it. Liberty.menu, it's free to use, so why not be there? That's liberty.menu. There's also a bit of a social networking aspect to it. You can rate and review the listings that are there. Liberty.menu. Use code FTL. You get a special Free Talk Live listener badge as a result. It's Ian Johnson and Silver Dave in the studio here tonight. Johnson, you've given us kind of a rundown of some of the changes that are afoot, some of the proposals that have been made in places like Maine, Massachusetts. There have been proposals.
Rhode Island.
Yeah, there have been proposals in New Hampshire, but there aren't any, I don't think, this year. There were previously.
Right.
Unfortunately, they did not pass, but they weren't exactly, like, piled on against. I remember the decrim proposal here, it got, like, 150 votes in favor of it, and that was its first time out.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, as far as a starting point is concerned, remember, New Hampshire has 400 state reps, so that's not quite half.
Right.
But it's not a small number of positive, you know, votes from the state house.
It's horrible. My immediate thought is, I wonder how many of the Free Stater reps are the ones who were like, we can't have this!
I hope they would have voted for it, but you never know.
Yeah, you never know. Anyway.
But yeah, New York State was another one that they mentioned.
Yes.
Yeah. So what else do you want to share from that?
So it goes on here to say, this is about the oldest profession and understanding that we haven't been able to deter it or end it in millennia,
nope,
said Senator Jessica Ramos, one of the plan's backers. So I think it's time to confront reality. New York legislation appeared unlikely to pass in the coming months, but the idea of decriminalization has already amassed a growing coterie of prominent supporters, suggesting that it might continue to gain traction.
The more you propose the thing, the more traction it will likely gain, because it has taken, here in New Hampshire, the state government is very slow to change. It's very conservative in that way. Even though it's, you know, Democrats mostly right now in New Hampshire state representatives, it's still super slow to try to change things around here. And that's true of every issue. But with something like marijuana decriminalization, it literally took more than a decade of constant testimony in front of these oldsters, you know, these gray hairs that are running the state house.
What is marijuana?
Right. You know, some of them used it back in their day, too. But regardless, there's a lot of misinformation, and a lot of it's coming from the police. And the people who are running state governments, they believe what the police say. So when the cops come in front of a panel of state representatives and they lie to them and claim that this is all about stopping sex trafficking, when it's not about that in, you know, barely any way, they're just arresting people for selling sex voluntarily. But, you know, when they come in front of them and lie to them, when they lie to them about marijuana, when they lie to them about, you know, why the war on drugs, you know, goes on, they still believe the police, even though the opposition, the people who want to decriminalize, have a bevy of evidence in their favor. Even though there's, you know, hard studies about these issues that prove our side of things, it's hard to argue against the cops just because, well, they got a badge on. They must be telling the truth. Oh, sorry, Dave. Say that again.
We know these guys lie because
they admitted they
lied to put the cameras in these places. They lie about things, and then people believe them, which is really funny to me. If you believe someone who lies.
Oh, no, only the ones that got caught lying are the liars. The rest of them are completely honest.
So it says here, the debate is unquestionably polarizing in many circles, even among advocates for sex trafficked and abused women who fear creating a legal path for prostitution will not eliminate, but rather actually encourage, underground sex trafficking. They say, anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
Where's all the sex trafficking in Nevada?
Right. Yeah. And in Nevada, it's even only a tiny little, like, one little town, right? I mean, it's not all of Nevada where sex trafficking.
Where prostitution
is legal. Is
no, no, no. It's more than one place. I don't know if it's the counties or the cities, but there's certain municipalities get to decide what they do there, but there's a patchwork, I think, from what I understand.
Well, it says here, decriminalization is already...
I'm sorry, Johnson. I think the rule is if you have legal gambling, you can't have legal prostitution. That's the rule.
All right.
I could be wrong on that. Huh. If you're in Nevada and you want to correct us on this, the toll-free number is 855-450.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, it says here, decriminalization is already facing intense pushback in state capitals from opponents who call the measures naive and potentially dangerous.
Yeah.
Ah! Fear-mongering.
Yeah, except none of those opponents are actually sex workers who work in the business.
Yeah. Still, the issue has crept into the Democratic Party's nascent presidential campaign.
Really?
In late February, Kamala Harris became the first candidate to endorse some manner of decriminalization, an idea also floated by another contender, former governor of Colorado, John Hickenlooper. When you're talking about consenting adults, I think that, yes, we should really consider that we can't criminalize consensual behavior as long as no one is being harmed.
Really?
Said Mrs. Harris, or Ms. Harris.
Is this the military chick?
With the roof.
No, that's a different one, right?
No, Ms. Harris is pretty awful.
That's the cop. Is she the cop? I'm sorry. I forget who all these people are. There's so many of them.
I know Kamala Harris is a, I believe she's in Senate, and she's a politician.
I know she's a politician that much.
Like a career politician. Supporters of decriminalization see their efforts as part of a larger, decades-long liberalization of American mores.
Let me interrupt you again. Reason.com's front page story, Kamala Harris is a cop who wants to be president. So how interesting to actually have a cop say, can you read that quote again? Because it's actually surprisingly good.
When you're talking about, and it also might be one of these things, like now that she's running for president, it's just like George Bush, right? Let me say the biggest lie I can possibly tell that will get me elected, because I'm the most giant liar now.
Right.
In order to be president, I have to say the exact opposite of what I believe, because that's what's going to get you elected,
and
right?
That's what she was trying to do.
Like George Bush, it's like, I'm going to promote freedom, no new taxes. Like, what else can we say? Like...
no nation building. Remember that.
You can keep your health care plan. You can take that to the bank, right? Like, what's the biggest lie that you can tell? And that's what they're going to run on to win for president.
Still, read it again, though. It was pretty good.
While you're talking about consenting adults, I think that, yes, we should really consider that we can't criminalize consensual behavior as long as no one is being harmed. So be prepared, if she gets into office, for her to criminalize all of the consensual behavior. Any consensual behavior that you can think of that might have a hint of criminalness to it, she'll make it illegal. Mm. I'm pretty sure.
Everything you say is suspect.
Yeah.
And backwards.
If you're a politician,
you're a politician.
Sure.
So she says, expect the opposite.
Yeah. So they say they also frame the issue as an act of harm reduction for prostitutes as a tacit admission that modern law enforcement and age-old moral indignation has done little to stem the practice.
No doubt.
We've learned that this lesson many times with the prohibition of alcohol or criminalization of abortion or even the criminalization of marijuana.
Is this another quote from Harris?
This is a quote from...
We'll find out. Stand by.
Okay.
Sounds like another golden quote here. This is a good thing. Some people are saying some nice things here. 855-450 free. That's the toll-free number. You can bring up what you want here on Free Talk Live.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump and Joe Biden are campaigning in Iowa.
During a speech, the president says no one respects the former vice president.
Treat our country with no respect. And you see that with Biden. We would never be treated with respect because people don't respect him, even if the people that he's running against. They're saying, where is he? What happened?
Biden tells reporters the president is a threat to the country.
Talking about where I disagree with the issues, why he's doing such damage to the country. That's totally different than attacking his character or lack thereof.
Before he left the White House, the president says he received a letter from North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
We have a very good relationship together. Now I can confirm it because of the letter I got yesterday. And I think, you know, I think that something will happen that's going to be very positive.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You're invited here to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Can politicians change their spots? Can they have, you know, belief systems that they have, you know, put into place over many years, and then all of a sudden do a reversal and actually be plausible?
I don't know. When you say anything about politicians changing their spots, the first kind of spots I think of are liver spots.
Because they're heavy drinkers?
You know, or just old.
I gotcha. Does that come from heavy drinking? Or is that just an old thing?
I think you can contribute to it if you're a heavy drinker.
So, Ian Johnson and Silver Dave here in the studio tonight. By the way, if you want to help support what we do on Free Talk Live, join the AMP program like Gene the Christian Anarchist. He's one of our longest-running amplifiers. He's a silver amplifier, which means he gives $5 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and is a way for you to get behind what we do here and help us get on more radio stations to bring more people to the ideas of freedom on the radio waves. We've got over 200 stations that carry our show at various times throughout the week. Right now, we could have 300. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of effort. It's a matter of marketing the show. And that's what the AMP program allows us to do more effectively. And you'll get some cool perks also for helping us out. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. Just takes a moment to get signed up. It makes a big difference for us when you do it. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. So, Johnson, you're sharing with us a story about, was it prostitution? prostitution reform.
Yeah.
But the quotes they're sharing from this Kamala Harris, or at least one of the quotes from Kamala Harris, sounded really good. She's talking about how, hey, if there's no victim, consensual activity between adults should be legal.
Right.
Is basically what she said. Well,
I'm sure there's a million and one cases you could throw at her immediately to get her to recant that quote.
Well, during her 28-year tenure as a county prosecutor, this according to Reason.com, this is their cover story. I happen to know that because somebody apparently subscribed us to Reason. The Reason magazine's been coming here for the last couple months. It was on the table over there, but I don't know if it still is. Anyway, that's how I saw this story, and it says here that during her 28-year tenure as a county prosecutor, I don't really need to go any further. I mean, that's bad enough news that she was a prosecutor for 28 years, because usually those people are constantly prosecuting cases like prostitutes and drug dealers and other people who, you know, are victimless criminals. But it goes on. District attorney and even state attorney general. So she was the top cop, the top boss of all the cops in whatever state she comes from. I'm not sure what that is. But this lady's bad news. Harris proved being quite willing to live up to the epithet. In the public eye, she spoke of racial justice and liberal values, bolstering her cred as one of the Democratic Party's rising stars. But behind closed doors, she repeatedly fought for more aggressive prosecution of not just violent criminals, but of people who committed misdemeanors and quality of life crimes. Every attorney general fights for state power and police prerogatives. It's part of the job. But over and over again, Harris went beyond the call of duty, fighting for harsher sentences, larger bail requirements, longer prison terms, more prosecution of petty crimes, greater criminal justice involvement in low-income and minority communities, and less due process for people in the system, less transparency, and less accountability for bad police. Wow. Now we're supposed to believe that all of a sudden she's all this reformer?
Right. Yeah. Opposite. Like I said, they'll say the opposite when they're running their campaign.
And that was just an excerpt from a lengthy cover story. You can check it out at Reason.com. I just wanted to add that in there.
Here's a believable quote from somebody who's not a politician and therefore not a filthy, dirty liar. We've learned this lesson many times with the prohibition of alcohol.
But have we, though?
Or criminal... Well,
we should have learned
the lesson, whether we're actually going to do anything about it. So we've learned this lesson many times with the prohibition of alcohol or criminalization of abortion or even the criminalization of marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
The black market creates dark circumstances and provides cover for a lot of violence and exploitation, said Caitlin Bailey, a comedian and former prostitute who serves as the spokeswoman for decriminalized sex work, which was founded last year.
Hmm.
Prostitution is only legal in a few counties in Nevada, and even there, the brothel industry had to recently beat back a bill that would have outlawed prostitution in the state. And even the most optimistic of those pushing for changes do not believe that any state will soon fully decriminalize prostitution. Sex workers...
Nope. Probably not anytime soon.
Sex workers harassed, assaulted, and illegally targeted for deportations amid a culture of xenophobia after Brexit. Camp Raider said, this must have been a caption from a picture. I'm using it.
Well, this is also a UK story, so that's why they're talking about Brexit here.
Yeah. So I believe that there was a picture in the article here that was just reading a caption for, unfortunately. But it says, but in places like New York, where Democrats now control the state legislature
Before in New York?
Suddenly they control the state legislature. Anyway, after a slew of Republican incumbents were unseated in November by Democratic challengers, I guess maybe they did get control. Or maybe they didn't have control but more of a stalemate before. In November, they were unseated by Democratic challengers running on progressive platforms. There is no question that the environment has changed. At a recent rally in Albany to repeal the statute criminalizing loitering for the purposes of prostitution, former sex workers stood next to lawmakers like Ms. Ramos and Richard N. Gottfried, chairman of the Health Committee. Nonetheless, some advocates for sex trafficked and abused women characterized such efforts in New York and elsewhere as misguided. They believe that full decriminalization will create a demand that will be filled by more women. Prostitution?
Duh. I mean, if there is a greater demand, it'll be filled by women, presumably, although there are certainly some male sex workers out there. But it doesn't say they'll be filling it with sex trafficked victims. It'll be women who want to make some money and aren't, as afraid to do it because maybe they won't go to prison over it.
Prostitution is inherently violent, said Ann Matheson, a program specialist at Sanctuary for Families, a Manhattan-based organization that serves
victims.
Is she
fat or ugly?
I don't know. No picture, at least I can
What was
see.
Her name?
Ann Matheson.
Okay,
spelled
in New York.
A-N-E, so Ain, maybe.
Annie?
I think it's just Ann.
Yeah, it could be.
Manhattan-based organization that serves victims of domestic violence and is part of the Anti-Decriminalization Coalition. Sex buying promotes sex trafficking and promotes pimping and organized crime and sexual exploitation of children. The push to present decriminalization as a civil rights issue has also upset Laura Ramirez, a co-coordinator for AFIRM, that's spelled with a three, an international feminist group who said she was absolutely appalled at the fact that this is being sold as something that's progressive. Women shouldn't be able to control their bodies. Male lawmakers should. That's the feminist view, right? We should have laws. It's sort of like, when they say, men shouldn't be able to make this decision like Roe versus Wade.
God.
Oh, wait, what was the Supreme Court's composition when Roe versus Wade was decided? Oh, yeah. Anyway, it's ridiculous. The proposed legislation is the most classist, racist, and absolutely obtuse legislation that we have ever seen, Ms. Ramirez said during a counter-protest opposing decriminalization in Albany, adding, women and girls of this state deserve better. While decriminalization is unlikely to pass in New York this year, a pair of bills dealing with elements of prostitution appear to have a greater chance of passing, including one that would vacate non-prostitution-related crimes like drug charges from the records of victims of sex trafficking.
I think it's interesting the opponents to this stuff. I mean, to look at what they're saying and how they're trying to claim here that they're in favor of women. But really what they're in favor of is restricting the sex marketplace. They're in favor of giving certain women the ability to have more control over men.
And how could you be against something like this? This bill that would vacate non-prostitution-related crimes like drug charges from the records of victims of sex trafficking, because they're obviously they also tend to have drugs forced on them,
right.
And then they catch drug charges because they've been forced into slavery.
They want to punish these women. These people. We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Are you dealing with overwhelming credit card debt? Then it's time to get rid of it. With a mortgage refinance from American Financing, you'll work with a salary-based mortgage consultant, so there's no pressure and no commission. No upfront fees either. I recommend American Financing because they continue to help customers save $1,000 or more each month without resetting their loan term. You may even be able to postpone up to 2 months of mortgage payments, creating an even greater upfront savings. Not a homeowner yet? Mortgage rates have been falling for the last few months, making it a great time to buy. Get started now by calling 888-804-0303. That's 888-804-0303. Or try their new digital mortgage at AmericanFinancing.net. You can download an instant pre-qualified letter, and you can complete the entire mortgage process online anytime, anywhere. 888-804-0303 or AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 1823-34. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We have enough time for you. Perhaps if you get on the phones now, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Talking about the efforts to decriminalize prostitution nationwide, Jonathan, you've got a story from the UK's Independent that we're sharing about that. Plus, if you want to comment on whatever's on your mind, you can join us here. It's Ian Johnson and Silver Dave in the studio here tonight. Don't forget, Johnson, you sell the official Free Talk Live gear, our T-shirts, and still got the hoodies, I imagine,
yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Over on Liberty Minded.
And that dramatically, like, you're not going to get a hoodie of this quality for as low of a price because I don't have a lot of space where I'm living here in New Hampshire, and yeah. I don't feel like renting a warehouse.
Right.
So I'm
closet.
Storing all these, and it's like, I'd like my closet. I know I'm not going to get my closet, but, you know, I've lowered the price of these things because, you know, I would actually
nice
like...
Nice price cut.
I would like to...
$20 off.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I would like to be able to have more T-shirt variety, actually. Mm-hmm. I would like to focus on T-shirts.
And the hoodies take up more room, right?
Yeah, they do. They take up a lot more room. And I may not discontinue hoodies entirely. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You know, I might just limit it down to one style and pick that style. But now I have far too many. It's ridiculous how many hoodies I have. So, you know, I'm throwing them and hopefully they'll move.
Yeah, so you've got Free Talk Live merchandise featured on the site right now, and you have put a big price break on the zippered style hoodie.
Well, the other one, the pullover, as well. Yeah.
Very, very cool. Go check them out over at libertyminded.com. But that's not all you
have. Some, yeah, like completely offensive T-shirts that I wouldn't even recommend anyone wear, like my thin blue line.
Because you could get attacked.
Yeah, like my thin blue line gang T-shirt talking about the nation's largest gang, you know, the police. You know, some other shirts, Just Steal It, which, you know, is a spoof on,
it's got the communist logo on it. It's red and yellow.
Yeah. You know, some cryptocurrency
shirts. I don't think I've seen this one before.
Property shirts.
There's one with a, like a criminal in a balaclava pointing a gun at you. And it says, "The honest tax collector says, relax, it's for the roads." Available in multiple colors, by the way.
Yeah.
And, of course, sizes and such.
Yep.
So get on over there. There's some really cool stuff that Johnson's got going on. You cannot get these shirts anywhere else. These are pretty original content. that you came up with some input from some fans and such. People are ordering their shirts over at libertyminded.com. You still have the LRN shirts as well?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. LRN.fm t-shirts and more. Get on over to libertyminded.com. Grab some hoodies. Perfect time of the year to get a hoodie because, you know, you don't want to get it in the wintertime. You want to get it now because in the wintertime, they're more expensive in a lot of cases.
I mean, either way, if you get them from me, you're getting a very good deal.
And they're good quality, too.
Yeah, because they are the heavyweight Gildan mm-hmm. style hoodies, which means that they are, mostly cotton. I believe... It depends on whether or not it's the full zip or the pullover. One of them is 100% cotton. The other one is a little bit of a blend. But they are very high-quality hoodies. And, most people who have gotten them are wearing them like a decade later.
It's true. That's how long they've been around.
Yeah. And some people are still wearing the original hoodie that they've bought.
Yep.
I mean, I will see them floating around at, Porkfest here in a week, hoodies
which
that
you
I
used
sold.
To sell at these events, but you were just, it's online only now. So.
Yeah, when you have a specific market and you have the same people going to that place
they've all got
year
it.
After year,
yeah.
I've saturated that market and it's just, I will still sell plenty of stuff, but if I'm not bringing a huge variety, which for me it's hard to bring a huge variety of t-shirts again because I don't have the room, because I've got a closet full of hoodies. So
a lot of these shirts are print on demand anyway, right?
Now I've kind of gone to that model because it
makes sense.
Makes more sense for me specifically. There are some that maybe I would screen print in the future if this model is very good to sort of figure out what's going to be popular and what's not. And it's nice, too, because I can still have a shirt and I can go into a niche weird market. I have to be careful, though. Like, so, for example, the Fedora the Explorer shirt that I have,
mm-hmm.
that's about, software distribution freedom and stuff like that.
Right.
It's kind of mocking that and mocking people hopping around distros and Linux. I can't print this shirt anymore, so... I found a new printer. The new printer has said no now, too.
Wow.
Yeah, they're all very scared that they're going to get sued by Viacom. So,
that's crazy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, the amount of fear that these companies have over anything that could possibly represent, something.
Oh, I see a shirt with a Facebook logo on it. Why aren't they afraid of printing that?
I know! But they have said, we might... have problems with some of your other stuff in the future, we'll let you know.
So those Dora the Explorer or Fedora the Explorer shirts are going to be real collector's items for those that did order them, right?
Well, I'll find another way to get them printed.
Okay, all right, cool.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But still, if it's a band shirt, then the price should go up, right? All right, so check it out, libertyminded.com. Let's bring David on the line. He's in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Yeah, first of all, since Kamala is running for president, everybody should Google Kamala the Wrestler so you can have that visual image when you're listening to Kamala Harris. Matter of fact, I think the dude's real name is the same. I think his last is Harris, too.
Oh, you're saying Kamala's a dude?
James Harris, yeah. James Harris is Kamala the Ugandan headhunter.
Oh, I see. He's like a WWE or something like that.
Yeah, and he's got the same last name as Kamala Harris. James Harris.
Huh.
Cool.
All right.
Anyway, prostitution. In the Netherlands, not only is prostitution legal all over Europe and other places in the world, but in the Netherlands, they consider sex a necessity for life. And so people that are disabled over there, legally disabled, homebound types, this guy's dead now, so I can talk about him. Pat Murdoch is died. He was a judge here in New Mexico, and the cops did a sting on him and busted him for hiring prostitutes to come and have sex with him. He was disabled. He was about 4'6" or something and had polio type disease. I don't know what he had for sure, but obviously he wasn't able to go out and pick up chicks. And so he was paying them for it, and he got busted.
Put him in a jail cell.
Pardon?
I said put him in a jail cell, that criminal.
Yeah.
How dare he?
In the Netherlands, they consider sex a need, a legitimate need. And so once a month, the state will pay the $50 or $100 for a prostitute to visit disabled people if they want it.
Wow.
As part of their health care, because they consider.
Do you get to pick, or do they pick for you?
It's your own plan. Yes, you get to pick your doctor and you pick your prostitute. Not like those other ones where they just assign one to you that you may not like as much.
David, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
Do you think they have networks?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, you have to pick a prostitute that's in network.
Oh, right. Maybe so.
Copay.
Copay? What's the copay?
It's like $8 copay.
Is there more here, Johnson, that you wanted to share from this independent story? Or should we find out about mind control in like the last 2 minutes?
Take a look here.
Which isn't really fair to do.
I don't know if we can really cover this. Yeah. This is a patent for, I feel like maybe another time would it. Maybe next week.
Are you going to be on next week, Johnson? Are you here for that?
No, you're
going to be at Porkfest.
I will not.
So it'll just be me and you, Dave.
Let me skip ahead in the article here to this part.
All right,
it's relevant. The Maine bill was declared dead in the state Senate.
New York?
In late May, yeah. Okay. No, the Maine bill. Maine.
Okay.
The Maine bill was declared dead in the state Senate late May, but other recent efforts have also stalled. In 2017, for instance, the New Hampshire House of Representatives narrowly passed a bill establishing a legislative committee to study decriminalizing sex work, like the current proposal in Rhode Island. But the New Hampshire bill stalled in the state Senate amid strong opposition from Governor Chris Snusnew, a Republican.
Who does the bidding of the police.
Yep. The bill's sponsor, Elizabeth Edwards, left office last year.
Who since has rejected libertarianism.
But said she hopes that her former colleagues will continue to fight. It seems
At least she hasn't been hostile to her credit. She actually wrote a blog post on her blog all about why she is no longer identifying as a libertarian. But unlike a couple, or at least unlike another state representative who's actively hostile towards her previous friends who are libertarians, she's actually still, Elizabeth Edwards is still friends with the libertarians. She's still at least, you know, friendly and works together with them.
Yeah.
So,
she says, it seems like an area of policy where we could do way better. I wish the world knew that these are just people making money in a way that I think is a net societal benefit.
Right.
Ms. Edwards, a Democrat, added, there are always going to be people that want sex. It's a basic human drive. All you can do is make it safer.
By legalizing.
And this article ended on a Free Stater quote.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And that was from The Independent.
From The Independent.
Very cool. We'll shoot that over on our social media, on Twitter and Mastodon, twitter.freetalklive.com. The Mastodon is toots.freetalklive.com. Also, telegram.freetalklive.com. And see you tomorrow, freetalklive.com, in the meantime.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.